AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's considered a victory for President Trump.
Well, this was a big one, wasn't it?
The Supreme Court ruled individual judges lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions.
I was elected on a historic mandate, but in recent months, we've seen a handful of radical left judges effectively try to overrule the rightful powers of the president.
The AP's Mark Sherman reports it leaves unclear the fate of the president's restrictions on birthright citizenship that would deny citizenship to U.S.-born children of people who are in the country illegally.
That remains to be seen because lower courts that had blocked the policy nationwide will be asked to tailor their orders to comply with the Supreme Court's ruling. Nothing will happen for at least 30 days under the terms of the opinion written by Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin points out the 30-day pause.
Let's be clear. Birthright citizenship remains the law of the land in states like New Jersey and in every state across the country.
Birthright citizenship is in the Constitution. The Supreme Court is upholding a Texas law to block kids from seeing pornography online. The defense is presenting closing statements in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial.
Attorney Mark Agnifilo says turning the swinger lifestyle, drugs and threesomes, into a racketeering conspiracy is an exaggeration. One of the examples he gave the jury of four women and eight men was to tell them there's no evidence Diddy had anything to do with Kid Cudi's Porsche being blown up, saying blowing up a man's car is cowardly and Diddy would have fought Cudi like a man. The prosecution's closing was Thursday, and they labeled the music mogul as a serial sex trafficker who manipulated his girlfriends over a 20-year period to participate in sex performances with male escorts. Combs denies all charges. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Iran is in no rush to talk with the U.S. about its nuclear program.
Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi aired the country's position in an interview on Iran state television late Thursday. Araghchi says nuclear talks will be harder ahead due to the U.S.'s recent involvement in attacks. However, the foreign minister left open the possibility that Tehran would again enter talks on its nuclear program. On Sunday, the U.S. bombed three key Iranian nuclear facilities. Araghchi acknowledged that the level of damage is high. Iran retaliated on Monday by firing missiles at a U.S. base in Qatar, though no casualties were reported. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
A Super Bowl halftime performer has been charged with two misdemeanors about 4.5 months after he ran across the field at the Superdome waving a flag that included the words Sudan and Free Gaza. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.